It's the 12th of December 2016, 10 PM, Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we pay tribute to one of the biggest female acts of all time, Madonna. And this is Papa Don't Preach. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside a live cover from a local artist. This week we are paying tribute to the ultimate pop diva that is Madonna. This week, though, we have no live guest in the studio as I'm pre-recording this episode, and if you'd like to complain about that you're not getting your live fix of Legends on Siren FM, then you can send all your hate mail to Jimmy Carr, as I'm currently sat in the engine shed right now, right here in Lincoln, waiting for his show to start. So, the song you just heard right there was Madonna's 1984 number one hit, Papa Don't Preach. I decided to kick off the show with it this evening, as it's one of her most controversial songs, with many people up in arms about the supposed meaning behind the lyrics. Madonna herself, though, described it as a message that everyone is going to take the wrong way. However, to be fair, as the old saying goes, all publicity is good publicity, and it may well have been the reason behind it staying in the charts for so long. Certified by the Guinness World Record as the biggest selling female recording artist of all time, many authors have called Madonna the most successful, powerful, admired, and influential female performer of all time. Born in 1958, Madonna would start her career as a backing singer before joining her first band, The Breakfast Club, later leaving that to form Emmy and the Emmys. She would later decide to market herself as a solo act, though, and in 1982 would release her debut single, This Is Everybody. Madonna started her career as a dance singer with catchy songs like Everybody and its follow-up track Burning Up. Everybody would become a popular dance track in the US, reaching number 3 on the Hot Dance Club Songs Billboard chart. Following up on the success, though, she would release her debut album, of which her first international hit single would be born from. But first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800716.
Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
Madonna Holiday. We're paying tribute to Madonna here tonight, this evening for Legends on Siren FM. Her first international hit single, Holiday, remained solidly in the US singles charts from Thanksgiving to Christmas 1983. Now, did you know that the original liner notes for the track, in those, Madonna is credited with playing the cowbell herself on the track? Well, there's a fun fact for you to bring up around the Christmas table this month, but Madonna would release her second studio album in 1984 and hit number one for the very first time. This album has quite a few of her most well-known songs on its playlist, and we're going to kick things off with its title track, Like a Virgin. Legends on Siren FM. One of Madonna's greatest hits, one of her earliest hits as well, Like a Virgin, was from her second studio album, which was produced by the amazing Nile Rodgers, who I promise will have his very own legend show dedicated to him very soon. Rodgers decided to produce the track using real musicians instead of relying on synthesized tracks that were characteristic of Madonna's first album. The title and lyrics were very racy for a pop song, which made it very much more difficult to find someone to record it. However, Madonna had only released one album at this point and was well known as a dance singer, so her record company didn't mind her recording this song, even though it would create some controversy. It became a huge hit, though, and created a brand new image for Madonna that set her apart from other singers of the time. The media has been absolutely fascinated with her ever since. However, it's not the only hit single from that album, as The Material Girl was born.
Christmas on Siren FM.
Material Girl is a song about a woman who craves the finer things in life and will manipulate men to get them. Like a Virgin was only Madonna's second album and she was still developing her image. Material Girl became Madonna's nickname, much to her dismay. But over the next few years, she was able to dissociate from the song and establish many new looks with a focus on the lyrics, in her lyrics, on harmony and mindfulness over materialism and excess. She was very, very happy about putting those points across. So Madonna has influenced many, many artists and performers throughout her career, and none more than this next artist. Bit of Britney Spears.
Siren 107.3 FM.
Yeah. dreaming away, wishing that heroes they truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
Before you go, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this?
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. In the 2002 book Madonna Style by Carol Clerk, Britney was quoted as saying, "I have been a huge fan of Madonna since I was a little girl. She's the person that I've really looked up to, and I would really, really like to be a legend like Madonna." The influence that Madonna has had on not only Britney Spears, but so many other artists is incomparable. The likes of Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, Lady Gaga, the Spice Girls and more have all cited Madonna as a key influence on their careers. In fact, I'll put it this way, there is an entire Wikipedia site set up about the influence that Madonna has had on the music industry. And I tell you what, she's the first person that's had an entire site dedicated to her since I've started this show. In 1985, though, the Queen of Pop would release her follow-up single to Material Girl. We're paying tribute to Madonna here on Legends on Siren FM.
Did you know you can listen to Siren FM wherever you are?
In Lincoln, tune to 107.3 FM. Or hear us around the world on sirenonline.co.uk or even via your mobile phone.
Which means, theoretically, we can be heard in the White House,
Buckingham Palace,
halfway up the Eiffel Tower,
or backpacking with your granny in the Amazon. Siren 107.3 FM.
Local coverage.
Worldwide listening.
I never wanted anyone else. control my heart. I walk over to where you are. Eye to eye, we need no words at all. Slowly now, we begin to move. Every breath I'm deeper in.
When Madonna's second album, Like a Virgin, was released in 1984, her popularity soared. However, it was Crazy For You, released in March 1985, that showed off her true abilities with a power ballad that would cement her status as a legendary vocalist. This track was actually recorded for the soundtrack of the film Vision Quest, which I found in my research is actually a professional wrestling movie, so I will definitely need to check that one out. I've had a couple of recommendations about it. Madonna absolutely dominated the 80s pop world, but by 1989 she still had chance to drop one final number one to round off the decade. Do you know what it is? Can you remember which track she released in 1989? It's coming up right after this.
Christmas on Siren FM.
we're paying tribute to Madonna here on Siren 107.3 FM. Like a Prayer was the first song by a major artist to be used in a commercial before being released to stores or on radio stations. With the Cola Wars heating up, Pepsi signed Madonna to a $5 million endorsement deal, which included a two-minute commercial that would debut this song. The spot was called Make a Wish and showed Madonna watching an 8-year-old version of herself doing some jubilant street dancing. A fun fact for you is that the actor in the video is Leon Robinson, who played Deris Bannock, the main character in the movie Cool Runnings. So yeah, I'm throwing the fun facts at you this week. It seems part of me thinks that I'm going to be an amazing dad just because I have these random facts that I've gathered from doing these shows here on Siren 107.3 FM. We're heading to the 90s now with another number one hit from Madonna. This is Vogue.
Hello, this is Calvin Harris doing a drop for Siren FM. How you doing?
Cover of a
Vogue. Voguing was a popular dance craze in the LGBT community during the early 90s. This song brought the dance style to the mainstream and solidified Madonna's standing as an icon in the LGBT community. This song would become one of Madonna's biggest hits, reaching number one around the world. Well, we're carrying on with today's show. Remember, you can get in touch and let us know what you think about the show. Siren Legends on Twitter and on Facebook. But right up next, we have another classic from Madonna. It's Frozen.
We've never
Frozen Madonna. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are legends on Siren FM. Tonight we are paying tribute to the icon that is Madonna, one of the, if not the greatest female male or female artist of all time. She is definitely up there with the best of them. We have been paying tribute since 10 o'clock this evening. You were listening to Mix and Match before us at 10. If you weren't here for Mix and Match, make sure that you are here this time next week. Well, 8 o'clock next week for Mix and Match. But we are getting closer to Christmas. I know some of you will be going, oh, but Kai, the stress of it all. But Christmas is a magical time for the family, and we have you covered here on Siren FM if you want some Christmas entertainment. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the shows that we've got coming up that I'll be a part of over the next couple of weeks. Yes, coming up on the Christmas schedule here on Siren FM, we have a packed schedule. If you want to find out more, you can do by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. But looking at my schedule, coming up on the 19th of December, we have our final live episode of Legends on Siren FM, 19th of December, Monday, 10 p.m, where we will be paying tribute to the Foo Fighters, and we have a very special guest in the studio. James Jolly will be performing live on the show, one of Foo Fighters' biggest hits. And then coming up, then our next show will be Boxing Day. But before that, Christmas Day morning, you're all unwrapping your presents. What are you going to be getting up to? You're going to be tuning in to Siren 107.3 FM, that is, at 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Get us on whilst you're opening the Christmas presents. Remember, you can tune in Siren 107.3 FM in the Lincoln area, or www.sirenonline.co.uk worldwide. That's coming up Christmas morning, 8 till 10 a.m. Myself and Miss Maisie Anderson for Christmas Breakfast Squabble Box. We're going to be having some fun as you're opening your presents. Then Boxing Day, as I mentioned, will be Legends on Siren FM. That is at 10 o'clock and it's going to be running till 12 a.m. So that is a 2-hour special of Legends on Siren FM. You lucky, lucky people. Yes, we're going to be looking back at the legends who have Christmas number ones. Very, very excited about this episode, and we're going to have lots of fun with it. And then coming up on the, it will be our next show on New Year's Day. Squabble Box will be back, New Year's Day special, 8 till 10 as always, in the morning, Sunday breakfast, looking back at the year that was 2016. Very, very excited about that one. Also, then following on that, it's a busy schedule. I've got a lot of pre-records to do before I go home. The 2nd of January will be Legends on Siren FM, looking back at our live performances that we've had over our first, is it 10 or 12 episodes? I'm losing count now. You've all been fantastic, though, and I would love to say a massive thank you to everyone who has tuned in, whether it be here on Siren 107.3 FM live across the country and the world, or on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes afterwards. Please stay tuned throughout the new year. We've got lots and lots of fun stuff planned, and more live guests will be coming in as the weeks and months go on. But we are going to go on now to another hit by Madonna, because it is getting to the end of today's show. So sad about that, aren't we? Yes, we are. We are quickly coming towards the end of tonight's show, though, and I hope that you've all enjoyed enjoyed this look back on the ongoing career that is the amazing icon Madonna. And if you want to listen back to this episode or the previous 7 episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at KaiJValentine, the show at Siren Legends. Wow, that really brought out my Yorkshire accent. I'm rambling on. Facebook at facebook.com/SirenLegends also. Now, Madonna's legacy is still going strong and her story is still being told. In 2014, Madonna released her latest album, Rebel Heart, and we're going to leave today's show with a track from that album. You've been listening to Legends on Siren FM. Stay tuned.
Listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
First you loved me and I let you in, made me feel like I was born again. You empowered me, you made me strong, built me up and I could do no wrong. I let down my guard, I fell into your arms, forgot who I was, I didn't hear the alarms. Now I'm down on my knees, alone in the dark, I was blind to your game, you fired a shot in my heart. Carry on, lifted me up and watched me stumble.